Yes, it is. Less than 3 weeks.
Okay, this must be Catholic too.
Spanish Catholic.
Yeah.
Yep, that's exactly right.
This guy, the seeds of global redistribution.
Oh yeah, I've been getting those.
Yeah,
I've been getting those.
Okay.
No, just in the last 2 weeks.
Our world of utopia and cornucopia.
Yeah.
This is nice to know we know you well enough.
Yes, I'm glad you didn't click on that. Hopefully everybody on my list figured it out.
I didn't think it was
close to
what I was saying.
Oh, I never used it.
I'll call you up and say,
I've been getting more people. I got three in a row.
Or something.
The same day. All these authors and publicists,
too.
Oh, yeah.
You
know,
so all my little
says me an email today. He's like, I'm looking forward to the reception. We'll have a chance to talk to you about ways I can make money from working from home.
Yeah,
right. That's wonderful.
Are you good? Well, I just got on. I think you just did
That's right.
Yeah. 3 minutes. 3 minutes.
He was playing a grand font.
On Long Island.
Don't talk to the fonts. I'm the fonts of this group.
What's the name of that show?
What's that?
The one with the concierge doctor and the
Question. Right. Tell me everything.
Yeah.
Two minutes.
Okay. No,
she's
going
to jump off and down. Stand at the pace. Yeah. I know. Even have participatory. Invite people in to
share. I would shout out. See if they leave.
Exactly.
I'm glad that you're
okay. All right, here we go. We're
getting close here now.
Nonprofits to another nonprofit. Put the money aside. Meet with the committee and enjoy meeting.
I was expecting you.
That's fine. They come up with money and we don't know exactly how they do it. Whether it's great or disagree.
Maybe I'm expecting a big
one. After parking. Pause in the park.
One minute to start.
Okay.
Thirty seconds.
Yesterday? No.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
I don't have a dog.
Yeah. If I could have everyone's attention, please. We're going to begin our meeting live on cable TV in about 30 seconds. We ask that you have any private conversations out in the hallway. Even though you may think you're speaking in a very low voice to the person sitting next to you, our room is small and the sound carries. Please remember
Stand by.
That your cell phones and your cell phones in their silent mode. You certainly are welcome to hold up signs, but you can only do that from the back row. We don't allow anyone to block the view of anyone else in the audience. So the back row is fine. And we'll get started in a few moments. Thank you. Good evening and welcome to the Monday, April 30th, 2012, Gaithersburg Mayor and Council Special Meeting. The first item on our agenda is a motion to conduct this special meeting. What is the pleasure of the council?
Mr. Mayor, I move that the Mayor and City Council of the City of Gaithersburg conduct a special meeting tonight, Monday, April 30, 2012, to review the city's proposed budget for fiscal year July 1, 2012 through June 30th, 2013. And levying an ad valorem tax on all assessable property within the city of Gaithersburg, Maryland.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That carries unanimously. The next item that we have is a motion to conduct a closed executive session. What is the pleasure of the council?
Mr. Mayor, I move that the Mayor and City Council of the City of Gaithersburg conduct a closed executive session immediately following the scheduled special meeting on Monday, April 30th, 2012 at City Hall. The meeting is proposed to be closed pursuant to the state government article of the Annotated Code of Maryland, section 10-508A1I. The appointment, employment, assignment, promotion, discipline, demotion, compensation, removal, resignation, or performance evaluation of appointees, employees, or officials over whom it has jurisdiction. The topic to be discussed is the process for the city attorney's annual review.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That carries unanimously as well. The next item that we have is a public hearing for an ordinance to adopt the city budget for the fiscal year July 1st, 2012 through June 30th, 2013, and levying an ad valorem tax on all assessable property within the city of Gaithersburg, Maryland. And I believe City Manager Angel Jones will present that to us, please.
Okay, as I wait for my little introductory slide. Good evening, Mayor, City Council, community members, partners, and staff. I'm here tonight to present the fiscal year 13 balance budget for your review. With increased revenues, this budget focuses on restoration. While we're nearly back to budget levels of fiscal year 2009, it is important to note that as a city, our costs have increased and we have grown over that time. Demands for services are steadily increasing. I am proud to state that this budget prepares us to meet both existing and future demands. This year, we went through a thoughtful process to fine-tune our strategic directions. With more clarity, we continue to focus our resources on the core elements that define our community. This budget increases staff in key areas. It maintains the market comparability and competitiveness of our personnel. It protects our assets and allows us to support the most vulnerable in our community. Throughout the budget, you will see references to technology enhancements. As has been stated previously, our mission is to work smarter, not harder, utilizing all the tools at our disposal to deliver the highest level of service possible. We do so despite having one of the leanest staffing levels around. As county, state, and federal monies continue to prove unreliable, we're moving towards a budget that is more self-sustaining. We're not there yet, but we're definitely closing the gap. At the height of the recession, we launched a conservative, rolling 5-year plan to ensure sustainability over time. The plan maintains our reserve policy. It takes a reasonable approach to facility improvement and asset protection. It accounts for uncertainties such as healthcare and energy cost. And it continues our emphasis on strategic economic development initiatives. Thankfully, we're seeing that our revenue projections were conservative and our property tax revenue is not as low as we had originally estimated. Please note that a few years ago, we anticipated having to dip into our reserves to balance the fiscal year 13 budget. Due to strong fiscal oversight, I am happy to report that this is the first year since the economic downturn that we have a balanced budget without projecting the use of reserves.
Excuse me, Angel, one moment. We're not allowed to have anyone stand in the room for fire regulations, but the upstairs is open. So if somebody's, Tony, can you make certain that they know where the doors are, please? Are you, Jimmy's got it, okay, thank you. And if you can make sure the lights are on, et cetera. Thanks, Jimmy. Go ahead, please.
Mm-hmm. We continue to fund our other post-employment benefits, otherwise known as OPEB, at the recommended level, ensuring that we're not jeopardizing our future success by raiding these funds for a short-term gain. This is just one example of the fiscal prudency exercised in the city of Gaithersburg. The budget also allows us to adhere to our 25% reserve policy. As stated, we had projected a decrease in property tax this year of about 10%. The full category of taxes, which includes real property, personal property, hotel, admissions, and amusements, is down just 1.2% from last year. Licensing and permit fees are up 19.2%. This increase reflects activity at a number of significant developments, including Crown Farm, Archstone, the residences at Hidden Creek, Spectrum, and the Watkins Mill Town Center, Parkland areas. Economically, we have a lot going on. While grants and shared revenue from county, state, and federal sources is up 24.2% this year, it is important to note that this is a result of few one-time only projects. Federal transportation grant of about $1 million for Teachers Way, state program open space grant of $1.7 million for the water park, state bond bill of $750,000 for Lakelands Park artificial turf, and then the state bond bill for $200,000 for the senior center. Our service charge revenue is up slightly, with increased revenue anticipated from our sports, recreation, and cultural programs. I do want to note here that I have challenged the Department of Parks, Recreation, and Culture to explore a policy that would expand our scholarship coverage beyond camps to other events and activities, ensuring that all residents of Gaithersburg have access to quality recreation programming. Revenue could be decreased by $50,000 to $100,000 pending approval of the new policy. Finally, we are happy to report that subsequent to the submission of this budget, we anticipate additional shared revenue from Montgomery County in the amount of $168,000. Moving on, you will note on the chart fines and forfeitures increased by 117%. While we have traditionally been very conservative in budgeting for revenue from photo radar, this budget reflects the reality of what we have been experiencing. These funds are mandated to be used for public safety enhancements in the community. And of course, it is our hope that our revenue will decrease in this area as people obey the speed limit. Again, obey the speed limit. We're not dependent on this revenue. Miscellaneous revenue is down by 44.8%. In the current fiscal year, the city realized a $1.2 million contribution to our general fund as part of the Crown Farm annexation. We do not expect these funds in this fiscal year, however, we do expect additional funds in future years. Subsequent to the budget that was presented to you in early April, there are several adjustments that impact revenue. And all the changes amount to a revenue increase of approximately $355,000. As I mentioned earlier, we now anticipate an additional $168,000 from the county. Also, we will be receiving $200,000 from the state for renovations at our senior center. Unfortunately, we're seeing slight reductions in government grant funding for several of our homeless assistance programs. And then also in moving to a new digital fingerprinting system, we anticipate a small increase in revenue of about $6,000. The process allows us to charge outside individuals and organizations using our service a higher fee than with the previous system. Moving on to operating expenses. This budget allows for the restoration of four full-time positions that have been held vacant for several years, three in public works and one in environmental services. One employment agreement position in public works will be converted to full-time, and part-time positions in the city manager's office and police department are proposed for full-time. Departmental reorganizations in finance, and community and public relations will result in an enhanced capacity to address priority service needs. The emphasis on public safety continues. Three additional police positions are being proposed, bringing our authorized strength to 57. Our goal is to have 54 officers on the street at all times. The recruitment process to ensure the most highly qualified police officer is long and stringent. Increasing the authorized strength will help maintain appropriate staffing levels. While this budget enables five additional full-time positions to be filled, it does not fund all of the requested positions. It was determined that positions requested and not funding could be addressed through additional part-time or consultant resources. City facilities and equipment recognize valuable assets. Funding for repair and replacement is being restored to levels that will ensure that we protect these assets to the greatest extent possible. As a pay-as-you-go city, we need to constantly inspect, maintain, and plan appropriately for future enhancements. This budget also continues our emphasis on safety net services for our most vulnerable residents. Approximately $50,000 has been freed up through CDBG program, which we added to our request for proposals, RFP programs. I am also recommending that we continue the $50,000 set aside in the contingency for opportunity grants, allowing us to consider creative proposals that arise from the nonprofits throughout the year. New this year, I am recommending that we budget an additional $100,000 in a separate fund to address urgent needs that could impact the viability of programs operating in the city that benefit our community. One thing I just wanted to point out on this slide has to do with our capital improvements program. You will see that there's a 5% decrease. This change is not due to a decrease in activity. It is reflective of existing CIP balances and is designed to ensure that spending matches funding. More importantly, it allows us to avoid building balances without a strategic plan in place to account for the use of these funds. As with the revenue side, several subsequent changes are impacting the expense side of this budget, amounting to about $161,000. The additional expenses offset by the subsequent additional revenues increase the total budget by approximately $194,000. As I mentioned earlier, the increase in revenue from digital fingerprinting process, there's also an increased expense. Outside customers previously paid for their own processing, we now will pay the expense but recoup the costs through fees. As I mentioned earlier, of course, we are also shoring up our safety net beyond the traditional RFP and grant programs. By identifying additional resources, we can better address unanticipated needs that arise from the organizations that are serving the most in need in this community. Last year, for the first time in 3 years, we were able to implement a 1.6% cost of living increase for city employees. With this budget, I am pleased to recommend a 3.6% cost of living increase. In fiscal year 12, this fiscal year, we will be conducting a compensation and classification study. While the expense of that study will hit the current budget, any salary adjustments necessary will impact the fiscal year 13 budget. This study is essential to ensure that we retain the best and brightest staff and they're compensated according to market for their efforts. This budget anticipates an increase in healthcare cost of 20%. While we're still in the negotiation stage and hope to get that number down, we are able to absorb the increase without passing on a higher pro rata share to our employees. We are also proposing to bring back our employee picnic, continue with our flu shots, and other unique health and wellness programs. We continue to fund economic development initiatives at the highest level possible. The budget adds $500,000 to enhance a fund that allows for quick response to emerging opportunities. Renewed development activity demands additional resources for oversight. We have increased funding for inspection and environmental services personnel to help us respond to development in a timely fashion and to address increasingly stringent stormwater management requirements. Per the terms of our annexation agreement, We will realize $3 million in contributions over a four-year period towards a housing initiative fund from the Crown Farm developers. An ad hoc advisory committee has recently been formed to evaluate and recommend programs to provide access to affordable housing throughout the city of Gaithersburg. As we adhere to state and federal requirements, we recognize that changes and mandates for stormwater management continue to be challenging. We have allocated funding for new personnel and consultant fees. We would continue to partner with Montgomery County and others to share resources whenever possible. We are moving forward on our quest for certification through the Sustainable Maryland program, further solidifying our position as a leader in environmental stewardship. With our commitment to working efficiently, we will soon be unveiling the beginnings of our online permitting system. In-office and in-field systems will make the process much more streamlined and effective. Technology is being used as never before in the area of public safety, with in-car cameras, license plate readers, facial recognition software, surveillance cameras, fully automated evidence inventory and release systems. We're definitely trying to work smarter, not harder. We're also budgeting for software to allow us to more efficiently manage agendas and meeting minutes, making for an enhanced experience for all who participate in our proceedings. Our new website is under development. Behind the scenes work is taking place on a dynamic, easy to navigate, robust site that meets the needs of all the different stakeholders in our community. In this year's budget, we have increased funding to allow for additional printed material and associated postage. The results of our citizen survey clearly demonstrated that people receive information in a multitude of ways. Our outreach strategies will involve a mix of tools, including printed materials, digital communication, social media, video, and even one-on-one dialogue at community events and programs. Our city is growing and our facilities are aging. Not only must we invest in our facilities and equipment to keep them operating, we must also plan for enhancements to ensure that their use remains relevant. Guided by our pay-as-you-go philosophy, we plan to hold meetings in the near future to strategically discuss our capital improvements program. The majority of our CIP funding continues to be directed towards street reconstruction and resurfacing, street lighting, sidewalks, handicap ramps, and pathways. There is also significant funding for Teachers Way, an important element of the Old Town Master Plan that is closely tied with the Archstone project rising along East Diamond Avenue. With the help of state grant money, CIP projects in the works include significant upgrades to our water park, which will make their debut when the pool opens for the season on May 26th, new play pieces, an additional lap lane, new slides, and a new gutter system will update the facility for thousands of visitors who enjoy it all summer long. A state bond bill will help us install artificial turf at Lakelands Park, increasing the usability of those popular fields. As stated previously, we were also notified of the bond to help us with renovations at our senior center. We remain hopeful that Montgomery County will reinstate its supportive funding for the senior center, recognizing that 52% of our members do not live within the city limits. In closing, we are certainly able to breathe a little easier. This budget enhances our services, fairly compensates our hardworking and capable staff, protects our infrastructure, and leverages technology to our best advantage. But it's important to note that we're not back to pre-recession levels of services provided, and the demands on us are even greater. With the continued uncertainty at the state and county budget level, we're reminded even more why it's so critical that we limit to the greatest extent possible our reliance on funding from other government entities. I am very proud of the efforts of our staff in creating this budget. It was truly a collaborative process involving contributions from employees at all levels and also thorough consideration of our revised strategic directions and the incorporation of community feedback through the citizen survey and public comment opportunities. guided by all of that input, the proposed fiscal year 13 budget keeps us on track to meet our long-range objectives and to continue to address the needs of a growing, dynamic community. Through all of the hard work and conscientious decision-making, we have put the city of Gaithersburg in a strong fiscal position that will carry us for years to come. Now it's your turn. You have all been involved in this process. We ask that you stay involved. We need to hear your thoughts and concerns. The budget is online for your review. The address, www.gaithersburgmd.gov. Feel free to give us your comments. Your comments are welcome tonight and at the work session tomorrow night. You may also submit your comments via email and in writing. Please note that the record officially closes on May 17th at 5 p.m. and final action is expected on Monday, June 4th, 2012. We look forward to hearing from you. And at this point, I will say thank you, and I will be happy to address any questions when appropriate.
Thank you, Angel. Any questions of Angel?
Well, just one question. You know, I know a number of people here tonight are here to speak to the recommendations that came from the Citizens Advisory Committee and the other committees that fed into that process. Were those recommendations, are they part of the budget? Because it's not entirely clear from the budget document.
They are part of this budget.
So, okay.
But what I'm going to suggest on that, and Angel and I had a conversation, I guess, yesterday, but what I'm going to suggest on the nonprofits, on that part of the budget, this year we had two committees work on it. We had the Community Advisory Committee as well as, I guess, the Educational mm-hmm. Committee. And I'm going to suggest that we keep that money in the budget, all of that they're suggesting, but that we have a subsequent work session with them while the record is open for the budget itself, shortly thereafter, so that we can actually sit down with the committee, the two committees that worked on this, understand how they came to their conclusions, and then also look at what we can do and should be doing on beyond that. There's money set aside for other purposes as well. So I think that this, I know, has caused the most discussion so far that I've heard, mm-hmm. and I think that we need to make certain that what we're doing is the way we want to do it. So.
Do you know when you want
to
do that?
Well, Angel, we're going to have to work on a schedule for that,
yes,
as quickly as we can, but there again, we'll have to see how far we progress tomorrow night on whether or not we're going to need additional nights for the budget as well, and maybe we could even do it on that May 8th. Not May 8th. We had it
May
8th.
It's
we
May
had
8th.
Set aside for May 8th.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it can be that night, but we're going to have to see how we progress. But I don't want to do that so quickly that we're making an error on it if possible. So.
I was just thinking, I don't think it makes sense to consider that issue tomorrow because people wouldn't have had any notice.
Right, right, right.
But we want to give people notice as to whenever it's going to be, mm-hmm. even if, you know, you end up, I don't know, whatever.
Well, having to shuffle the schedule around.
Yeah.
So.
And I think we should be, obviously. But it won't be tomorrow night. That is my point.
If you're going to do it, May 8th is a tentative date for the budget that has been publicized,
right,
tentatively,
uh-huh,
if necessary. So
that
is an option.
We'll have to see how we do tomorrow night.
Yeah.
But
okay.
Wasn't the work session also for next week canceled?
Canceled.
The 14th.
Oh,
May
the 14th.
14th.
Yeah, but it wouldn't.
That's two.
Well, I think people should feel free to comment anytime they want. It's just that the details that we're going to deal with are not going to be, we're not going to discuss them up here until then. Yeah, so I don't want to deter anybody from commenting.
No, I'm not.
No, but if people want to be able to hear
to
the discussion,
that,
they need,
right,
to know when it's going to be.
Right.
This is no way, what I'm suggesting,
yes,
in no way is taking away from the public hearing.
Right.
I'm saying that we would not be dealing with that until we can announce it for the nonprofit community.
Well, technically, it's still a part of the budget process.
Yeah,
I mean,
right,
you don't make final decisions until you get feedback and all the comments and the record,
mm-hmm,
closes anyway. So,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
you're just,
mm-hmm,
basically asking for up front a specific target area that we want to discuss in more detail.
Right.
I think we're all saying the same thing, and I think about this moment, this is the time that the mayor and council hears from. Did anybody ask
a
couple of
questions?
Okay.
Unrelated to this particular issue. I was just wondering, I suspect that the specific percentage increase in the COLA comes from our usual formula, but
yes.
I just wanted to ask about that.
Yes, we do a calculation every November to determine what the COLA would be if we are able or in a position to afford it to employees, and it's been consistent. I mean, for the years we did not have a COLA, it was zero in those years, and for last year it was the 1.6, I think it is, that you approved in the budget, and this year is the 3.6. So we followed that formula without exception.
And that's based on an annual measurement of the Consumer Price Index?
It's a combination of calculations that go into that, and I don't know the specifics, but I know it's consistent.
And I think there's one specifically for the Washington metropolitan area, I think.
I would believe so, but I wouldn't know specifically.
And then my other question was, you had mentioned that, you know, negotiations continue regarding employee health care costs.
Yes.
And I was just trying to get an idea of the timing for that. I mean, you know, if it's still in the air, you know, we don't necessarily know. But what is the sort of estimated timing for when that issue will be resolved so that we have a better idea of what...
Usually we get that before, I mean, right about this time is where we get additional feedback. It's just not, we don't have it as of this point, but I would say before the budget closes, we would know.
Okay, great.
And I think we went through that last
year.
Yes,
we did. We actually had the information at the time of, but our hearings were a little bit later last year, so we had that information by that time, but it's probably going to be on the same timetable.
I had one question also. The 1.6 million approximately that was additional revenue from the county that came in after the
168,000.
68,000. Yeah, okay.
Okay. A little different.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I'm sorry. It's 1.6 million.
1.6 million. That's pretty good.
Yes.
What was that? Was
that was the revenue sharing. That's the county exec had proposed in terms of the additional 10% that they were going to get.
It's a tax duplication.
That's correct.
Okay, because they don't call it revenue sharing.
Okay,
but
right.
So
tax
I don't
duplication.
Sure it was the same thing.
Yes,
okay.
It is.
Okay, well, that's all.
And today the committee recommended that same figure.
So
it's certainly not finalized. Yeah, we think. And it's certainly far from finalized.
Right, yeah.
We walked out thinking.
So it stays subsequent at this point.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Okay. Just put an asterisk next to it.
Yes.
Anybody else? Please.
Okay, sir.
Okay. This is the time that the Mayor and Council hears from anyone who'd like to speak on this public hearing topic. We ask that you please keep remarks to no more than 3 minutes. Please note the timer will beep and blink yellow when you have 30 seconds left of your 3 minutes so that you can begin to finish your statement. The timer will beep and turn red when your 3 minutes is up. Please note that, please note that any additional testimony that you might have can be submitted to the city in written form and will be a part of the record just as your oral testimony. Please state your name and address for the record. And might I add, and we please have the first speaker come up, but anybody that's upstairs, I'll let you know when the line or whatever is low here so that you can start coming down if you want to testify. And who would like to be the first speaker, please? Please. And if I could ask, if people could please stand behind, at least one or two people stand behind so we don't wait for each speaker to walk up. So if the next speaker could please come up, and after that, please. And if you could please begin. If you could please begin, sir.
Yes, good afternoon. My name is Donald Williams. I'm the executive director for UCF, which is a youth development organization. We are celebrating promoting student success for 5 years and changing the community one student at a time. I'm a retired lieutenant colonel, Army, and been a resident of Gaithersburg since 1992. Key message that I want to leave you with is that we are here this evening to request the reconsideration for $5,000 that we requested under the nonprofit. We were not included in the budget, so we are here to request the reconsideration. What I wanted to do, if I might, is have two of my students come up, and then we'll stay within our 3 minutes.
No, that's fine. Each person gets their 3 minutes, but okay, fine.
Please. Okay.
Yeah.
James.
Thank you, sir.
Good evening.
Good evening.
My name is James Huff. I go to Flower Hill Elementary School. My principal is Mr. Whitmore. I'm in fifth grade, and my current grade is all A's. The UCF, I've been in there for 3 years, has helped me be able to study and be able to maintain my grades. So it's been very helpful. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you. How y'all doing? My name is David Hayes. I'm in the 11th grade. I go to Gaithersburg High School. My principal is Miss Andy Collins.
We've met her.
What UCF has done for me, it actually opened me up to actually look at colleges and actually not be the typical boy running around the streets and selling drugs and all that. It got me out of the hood, and it just helped me be a better person and become a better man. Because dressing like this, I never thought I'd do, but it really helped me. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
My name is Jonathan Artesania. I go to Magruder High School. I'm a senior there. And I guess UCF, it helps me, I guess, unlock my potential. You know, I was a mediocre student. I just got by day by day, just do what I have to do, bare minimum. And I met Brother Williams, and he pretty much changed my life. You know, helped me realize that, you know, I can achieve more and aspire for greatness. You know, I didn't have to settle for just less. You know, I can be something with myself. As you all know, I guess the college process is a very hectic thing, very, you know, strenuous, and I was really lost. And if it wasn't for UCF, I wouldn't be able to, you know, get everything I needed to do to, you know, figure out what I wanted to do with my life afterwards, you know. Because of them, I'm able to say that I've been accepted to a university. I'm going there and will be attending there next year. And I don't think I would have gotten that without UCF. So this organization is important. And, you know, this grant that you give us, it allows us to reach other kids like us, other kids like me who are just, you know, just doing what they're not what to do. You know, these kids may be good, it's just that they don't have maybe the right person just helping them to get where they need to go. And that's what UCF does. Brother Williams, he does that too. He helps us, you know, put things together so we will reach our true potential. Thank you.
Thank you.
So real quick, when the school bell closes at the end of the day, UCF steps up 24/7 year-round activities, and we provide opportunity for kids. I just want to leave you with this message. There's no better investment than our young people, as you can see back here. You got two organizations. Simply, guys, there's a war going on. Our community has a breach. Our male students, specifically our African-American males, they are dying. And it's more about, it's way more than saggy pants. They have sagging hopes. They have saggy dreams due to hopelessness and poor decision-making that results in a high rate of dropout rates. And so our organization here is to reverse that. We're stepping up to the plate. As I said, I'm retired Lieutenant Colonel. I'm supposed to be fishing and hunting, but I'm called to do this work. This is my passion. And so we, again, request reconsideration, include us in the budget. We got a lot of work to do. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, sir. Next speakers, please. And if I could ask if anybody else wants to speak, please stand behind her so we don't have the time between the speakers. Please, yes, ma'am.
Good night, Mayor Katz, members of the council. Thank you for this opportunity. My name is Julieta Machado, and I represent the Spanish Catholic Center of Catholic Charities. For more than 22 years, we have worked in close partnership with the City of Gaithersburg to provide employment readiness services for city residents. With your financial support, we're providing a full range of workforce development services critical to securing gainful employment, including one-on-one employment counseling, individual job referral services, and job readiness training. Clients are educated about their rights and responsibilities as employees and receive additional help in financial literacy. They develop resumes, participate in mock interviews, attend job fairs, and receive assistance with papers and online applications, job applications. It is our belief that by providing a full range of job readiness skills and advocating for those ready and willing to improve their quality of life, our clients will be better equipped for self-sufficiency, economic mobility, and more able to positively contribute to this community. In addition to employment readiness, we offer ESOL classes and a full range of social and immigration services. We connect the uninsured to our medical and dental clinics and assist families in need with enrollment in MCHIP and SNAP programs. Combined, these programs served over 500 Gaithersburg residents last year alone. We are here to thank you for your commitment to our clients and to encourage the council to continue funding this very effective and important source of help in our community. We are truly making a difference, and I would like to introduce you to some of our clients that would also like to speak about
Thank you very much. Thank Next you. Speaker, please.
Thank you. My name is Janita Rodriguez, and I live in the city of Gaithersburg. I just want to say a few words about the Spanish Catholic Center. That is amazing opportunity that that gives to us. And I call them, I describe them, the amazing Spanish Catholic Center. What it means to us, it means everything to us. They are of our family, because when we come to them, they receive us with a great attitude and also a beautiful smile. They are always happy and they give us amazing service. They make us feel like we are home. And thanks you, Spanish Catholic Center, for being there for us. God bless you and bless your family. I would like to express all the extraordinary service that they provide to us. They help us with finding job, food, clothes, education, and they have the best teacher. And they also help us to find affordable health insurance for our kids. They also have lawyer for any legal problems or immigration situation. They are always busy, but when we need them, when we need something, like filling out an application for a job or their needs, they always there for us to help us. They always have time for us with a great attitude. I have never met a humanity people like the Spanish Catholic Center team. They take time off their busy lives to go with us to places, to introduce us with employers, and to help us get the job. I have received a lot of good service from them. The Spanish Catholic Center offered an extraordinary service to the community. They are the best we have in our communities. I give thanks to God for putting angels like them in our life. I will always appreciate them, what they are doing for our people. Thank you, God, and thank you, the people that support the Spanish Catholic Center. God bless you all for the rest of your life. Spanish Catholic Center, thank you. Thank you all.
Thank you. Next speaker, please.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Kenny Pereira, and I'm from India. I'm a resident of Gaithersburg for the past 4 years, and I'm with the Catholic Charity Center for the past 3 years now. Just to tell you that it's Catholic Charity Center had helped me a lot. It's been a lot of help for me and my family, and I really appreciate their help and support for us. It's due to the help, effort, and all the support of the Catholic Charity Center that we got contacted with the law enforcement and got possible justice for us. God bless everyone, and thank you very much.
Thank you. Next speaker, please. And if anybody else wants to speak, please stand behind this speaker.
Good evening, everybody. My name is Gisiane da Silva. I'm a resident of Gaithersburg. 2 years ago, I met the Catholic Center. With my friend, they told me, oh, it's a great opportunity to learn English. To be just learn English for the community is good. But to be able to help my son in English is better. It's something key when you go out and speak with somebody outside and be able to express how you feel is much better. And with the Catholic Center, that's how they did for me. It did for everybody. When I'm in the school with them, they help me with everything. They help me with my son when I'm in the class. And I have the opportunity to be the career development. They help me to make my budget, to be successful with the money. It's not just to work, to save, but save for the future of my son. That's what they did. They helped me how to, I all love to work, the voluntary work, but I'm always scared to ask somebody to do the work. And they know, they just say, come on, do it, and they help you. And when you doesn't know how to put everything in the computer, they there to help you. It's something key, you know how to do it. You know when you learn when you're younger, but they there to just to remind you how to do it. For me, it's the amazing opportunity to be with them. I'm happy to every Monday to be there, because sometimes they say, what are you doing there? It's working. That's how they treat me. Like one more if employ the Catholic Center, just to be over there to do the voluntary work. I think this, for me, for my son, is the best opportunity I have it in 14 years in this country. I forgot to say, I'm from Brazil, and I learned little English over there with the Catholic Center. I get one more step in my life in English. And thanks so much for the opportunity the City Hall gives to them, because the opportunity you give it, they give it to us. And that's how we feel. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you. And if I could remind everyone, if you could, when you give your name, please give the street where you live as well as the city. Please.
Good evening, Mayor Katz, members of the City Council. My name is Eileen Shea. I live on West Deer Park Road and have for the last 38 years. I'm the director of G-SHOP, the out-of-school suspension program of Youth Suspension Opportunities Incorporated. I welcome this opportunity to speak tonight regarding the FY13 budget. I appreciate that you have listened to and responded to our requests regarding the grant process and welcome the recommended increased grant funding for the G-SHOP program. This funding allows G-SHOP, Gaithersburg High School, and Forest Oak Middle School to continue our 11-year partnership to serve the suspended students in our community. We are fortunate to be part of a municipality that works collaboratively with the greater community. Thank you for recognizing the importance of G-SHOP to kids and for your continued support of programs that help to ensure that Gaithersburg will be a safe and productive city for parents to raise their children. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Eileen. Next speaker, please. If anyone else wants to speak, please stand behind this speaker.
Please. Good evening, Mayor Katz, City Manager Jones, Council Members. My name is Keith Jones. I'm the principal of Summit Hall Elementary School on West Deer Park Road. And I'm here tonight to reach out to you to ask for some funding for some after-school programs for Summit Hall Elementary School. Specifically, we're looking for homework support for students, and we would like to also request money for an activity bus in that regard. We also have a math activity we'd like to get support with. And the city has also sponsored, through grant programs, site licenses for a program called Readabout, which is a computer-assisted literacy program for our students. Specifically, the price amounts $1,900, including the activity bus for the homework club, somewhere in the vicinity of $1,400 for the math activity, and then the site licenses for the Readabout program run about $1,500 for 30 more site licenses. So that looks like a total of about $4,800. We realize that that's a large request, and we would certainly be willing to prioritize, and the order I gave is really what we would like to do, with homework support being our primary aim with this particular request. And I'd like to take a point of personal privilege in thanking the Mayor, City Manager Jones, and the City Council for helping us with transportation to Sandy Point State Park on June 1st by authorizing a city bus to take a group of about 19 students from Summit Hall and Forest Oak Element, Forest Oak Middle School, to the celebration for the Maryland Green School Forum. And we're very fortunate to have such support from our partners at the City of Gaithersburg. So thanks again.
Thank you, Keith.
Can I ask him a question?
Sure, please, yeah. Go ahead.
It was reported to us that you didn't submit an application by the deadline. Have you submitted anything in writing since then?
No, we have not, but we will certainly put together something in a formal fashion for you.
And Keith, we wanted to acknowledge Summit Hall for winning this award. We understand that it was one of the few in the state, one of the few elementary schools in the state,
yes,
that actually have won this. So we are proud to be a partner. And it's rare that I ask for a round of applause during a public hearing, but you all deserve one.
Thank you very much. It was certainly a team effort, and we thank you for your support. It was a team effort, and we
absolutely
thank you for your support. Thank you.
Please, next speaker, please. How are you going to follow that? Okay,
that's a tough one.
And anybody else that wants to speak, and if somebody can let them know upstairs that they're, if they want to speak upstairs, to please start coming down, please.
Right, thank you. I'm Peter Lowett. I'm the executive director of Mobile Medical Care, which is the lead agency for the Gaithersburg Healthcare Network. I wanted to first thank the mayor and the council for your ongoing support for safety net services and for healthcare for the disadvantaged in this community, the low-income, uninsured, or underinsured members of this community. And we are very proud of the recommendation of the advisory panel to allow us as the lead agency, but to work with 10 partners, 10 nonprofit organizations, in a collaborative fashion for both outreach and wraparound services, as well as the primary and preventive health care, which is so important for all populations, but including those with the greatest barriers to such access. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Next speaker, please. Anyone else who wants to speak after the principal, if they could please stand behind her. Good evening. I guess I didn't have to tell them to stand behind you, did I?
Good evening, Mayor Katz, City Manager Jones, and members of the council. I am Christine Handy Collins, the proud principal of Gaithersburg High School. And our school is at 314 South Frederick Avenue.
Thank you.
On behalf of the school community, I would like to thank you for the proposed funding to support programs that benefit the students at Gaithersburg High School. Tonight, I am here briefly to talk to you about the Brothers Program and request full funding. Funded as proposed puts the program at risk to shut down, and this would be detrimental. In the 5 years that I've been at Gaithersburg High School, this program has made a definite impact and a difference in the students that are involved. Teachers and staff often comment on the positive changes noticed in the students and continue to make referrals for prospective members. We look forward to Fridays when the young men wear dress shirts and ties. They walk the halls proud of their organization and affiliation, proud of what they stand for, and proud of the positive recognition that they receive. The brothers are getting more involved in their school community and are establishing leadership skills and disciplined principles. They are bonding with each other, improving interpersonal relationships and positive peer relations. Mr. Morris Hudson, the program's coordinator, is a key player on our intervention team. The Brothers Mentoring Program boasts a membership of more than 70 males, primarily African American and Hispanic, yet diverse, and students from all walks of life. We also have a group at the middle school with more than 50 students that are coming up to the high school. These students come from varied backgrounds and experiences. When examining the primary languages spoken in the members' home, it includes English, French, Spanish, and more. They have members who are excelling academically and members who are struggling academically. Students who are already student leaders and those that are developing leadership skills. Students who have never had a discipline referral to the office and students who used to frequently visit the office for disciplinary reasons. Notice I said used to. Once students affiliate with the Brothers Mentoring Program, they are rarely sent to the office for disciplinary reasons. Well, they don't want to face Mr. Hudson. We are in the process of tracking data related to the members' grades, attendance, service learning, hours, and postgraduate plans. I have provided you with some data that demonstrates the impact that the Brothers organization has had at Gaithersburg High School. And due to the constraints, 3 minutes, Mr. Overly, our business administrator who works with the Brothers program, is going to step up and talk to you a little bit about that data.
Thank you. Next speaker, please.
All right, good evening. As Dr. Andy Collins said, my name is C.J. Overly. I'm the business administrator at Gaithersburg High School. And most weeks, I live at 314 South Frederick Avenue. As you take a look at the data we provided, I want to start at the bottom of the page, which is the outcomes, really in the strictest sense of the word, for last year's graduating class of Brothers members. As you can see, of the 38 students from the Brothers program that graduated last year, all 38 attended college, either at the two-year or the four-year level. These numbers are better than the school-wide averages, and I think it speaks to the ultimate outcome of the program, which is that these young men begin through their time in the program to feel that, that college is for them, and they find a way to get there. And I think that really speaks, that really is the sort of the bottom line, if you will. But as you look up at the top of the page, this is a cross-section of the current members of the program. These are This data represents the 71 of the members in the program currently. The GPA, which is in the top of the page, you can see that sophomores, juniors, and seniors currently in the program are at or above their peer group in terms of GPA. In the junior year, what we find is that as rigor in the program really picks up and students take AP classes for the first time, there tends to be a convergence in GPAs, but by the senior year, they sort of emerge again as the head of their peers. When you look at the absences, you can see that sophomores, juniors, and seniors have fewer absences than their peer group. as members of the Brother Program. They're in school more often and in classes. And also with the student service learning hours, you can see that sophomores, juniors, and seniors exceed their peers in terms of their hours of service that they've accumulated. You may have realized that I am skipping past the freshman class in each group, so I want to call your attention now to those freshmen. As you can see in all three categories, they are behind their peer group right now. Cutting the funding as proposed would most directly affect these students who have the longest time remaining in the program, and clearly, as the data shows, they are the most in need. I would now like to ask Commander Jones to come up and speak.
Good evening.
How are you?
How are you, Mr. Mayor?
Good.
Good evening to the distinguished members of the City Council. My name is Marcus Jones. I am a police captain with Montgomery County Police. I am also a concerned parent from Gaithersburg High School. I've had three children who've attended Gaithersburg High School, two graduates. My daughter is currently a junior there, my youngest daughter, and my son, who graduated from Towson this past year, came back to Gaithersburg and now works under Dr. Handy Collins as a long-term substitute teacher. It is a pleasure to speak before you this evening to briefly state the importance of the Brothers Mentoring Program meaning to this community. I have known the founder and CEO of this organization, Mr. Morris Hudson, for nearly 17 years, and I have witnessed many success stories of this grassroots program operated by him, and I emphasize mostly him, over that time period. I've had the opportunity to interact with many of the young men brought into the program, and it has been great to see the positive impact displayed. When I was made aware that this program was coming to Gaithersburg High School a few years back, I felt a tremendous sense of pride based upon the successes of years past and the tremendous need to have a positive impact on young males at Gaithersburg High School. I also serve on the board of directors of the Task Force on Mentoring Incorporated here in Montgomery County, and I have had the pleasure of seeing many positive mentoring groups in this area. While all of these groups are important, I have not seen any that has had this sort of impact. During my 26 years as a police officer, I have witnessed many negative aspects of our society in terms of crimes. Gangs have become prevalent in our community, and they are negative forces outside the halls of our schools, daily looking for new recruits. Should we stand silently and wait for the successful recruitment of a young male, all the while in effect awaiting potential turmoil in our community? Unfortunately, many of the factors regarding our young teenagers reference decision making that leads them to the criminal justice system is dealt with as an intervention after the fact. Therefore, we look to focus and spend more on rehabilitation and intervention. I believe it is vitally important to invest fully in programs such as the Brothers because it is clearly a prevention program with results. When I witness young men who are college bound in schools such as Morehouse or who have become Montgomery County police officers, I know this program is an investment. Thank you for your time and attention.
Thank you, Marcus. Next speaker, please.
My name is Charlotte Davidson. I live at 8809 Welbeckway in Montgomery Village. And I'm a parent of two children that attend, well, one is in college right now and one is at Gaithersburg High School. And my youngest one, I usually consistently have to be at the school. But now since he's in the Brothers program, as my oldest was, his grade has gone up tremendously. The Brothers program has increased his grade, and it's really helped him. And I think if the funding is cut, it's gonna really affect these kids because the funding has helped them so much with the retreat that they have gone on and increased the bonding time that they have. It has empowered them so much with leadership skills, and it has helped them when they went on the college tour, because especially my younger son, as a single parent, I always ask him, what do you want to do? Oh, I don't know. When he went on this college tour, he's in ninth grade, and I ask him, what do you want to do this time when he went on the college tour? I want to become an engineer. And that really did something for me. And I know it's because of the Brothers Program. It really helped him this time. So as a parent, I'm asking you guys to really help them with the funding. Please. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Next speaker, please.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Nahom Tekwu. I am a junior at Gaithersburg High School. I'm here to speak today on the behalf of my fellow brothers, my friends, and my community. Although I did not grow up in the city of Gaithersburg, coming here has changed the course of my life. I come from a less privileged area from Baltimore City, and I had the mindset of just getting by, school being a place to meet people rather than the foundation to my future. I came across brothers. They say everything happens for a reason, and I stand here today as a testimony. My life has changed because of the support, opportunity, and structure brought to me by the Brothers Program. I went from a child seeking to do things after school who didn't take advantage of the opportunities offered to me, to a student taking on challenges such as AP courses and volunteer work. I cannot say I would have come to my senses without the guidance of brothers. Coming from a home impacted by hardships, I found myself living with my uncle and struggling to support myself. Brothers is a place to escape the stresses of the world, to feel like I'm not alone, and that there is hope for a better future. What Brothers has done for me goes beyond data and statistics. It has allowed me to mature, accept humility, and make the best of what I have. Because of Brothers, I've seen improvement in my grades, but this is true for many of the brothers. Because of Brothers, I've seen improvement in my attendance, but this is also true for many of the brothers. Because of Brothers, I now believe I can go to college and reach greater achievements, but this is also true for many of the brothers. Brothers not only helps its fellow members, but the community in which we religiously work to improve. One memory I have is at St. Martin's Church, my first year in the Brothers. It was a cold Wednesday around Christmas time as we opened the doors for the soup kitchen. As we began serving, we were shocked as we see an older woman with two children. The little boy, about 5 years old, was aware he was at a soup kitchen. He was also aware his mother abandoned him for drugs and left him with his homeless grandmother. He knew he had a harder life than children his age, but his optimism and energy brought room to the room that felt unreal. He laughed and played with brothers, members, as he was being served. As the soup kitchen became to a close, he came to the brothers and said what he wants for Christmas is a Wii. So as the brothers, we came together and each brother's member donated a little of their money. And for Christmas, we got that little boy a Wii. And that boy will never forget the Christmas miracle, and neither will we. This was my story about how brothers impacted my life, but this is one of many. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Next speaker, please.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Rodrigo Vargas. I live at 6 Deer Park Lane, Gaithersburg, Maryland. I'm a proud member of the Gaithersburg community. I was born in Bolivia and came to this great country at the age of 5 years old. Moving here was a blessing to me and my family. I do not take anything for granted. Everything I own and receive, I give thanks to the Lord. This is my first year in the Brothers Program, and as a junior, I am very fortunate to have joined before graduating. Because of Brothers, I have been given the opportunity to serve my community in a powerful and meaningful way. The second Wednesday of every month, we, my fellow brothers and I, go to the soup kitchen at St. Martin Church. The Brothers Program introduced this wonderful opportunity to serve my community. Before joining the Brothers, I never even knew that there was a soup kitchen in Gaithersburg. We act as servers, serving those who face hardships and rigors in everyday life. We serve food made by the friendly staff there. One of the most memorable experiences I had was when a middle-aged woman came there. She pulled us aside and told us with tears in her eyes, "Thank you for your blessing to your parents and to me. In that moment, I felt very touched that she said that. I knew it was making a difference in her life. The soup kitchen at St. Martin is one of the only places I feel like I can serve my fellow man in the most basic level. The third Thursday of every month, brothers go to Gaithersburg Middle School, where they run a fine program at Guys of GMS. I don't know if you have heard of it. It's a fine program. I see them as my little brothers. In the library, we are together to help them with their schoolwork, and we represent a positive role model for them to aspire to. I enjoy helping my little brothers Christian and Franklin. When they first came in, they reviewed my by themselves, but I noticed that they had the same words. They had a vocab test the next day, so I decided to help them. And I saw that they were working by themselves, so I decided to give them some advice and told them to quiz each other. And it helped them a lot, and they enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed helping them. And then after it was over, we went to the cafeteria. They invited us there. And they said there was applause, and they applauded us for helping them. And thank you. We are brothers.
Thank you. Next speaker, please.
Good evening to everybody. My name is Frank Numede, and I'm going to Gaithersburg High School. I'm living in Woodland Road. I would like to thank you all for attending this meeting, because today is such a crucial day for the successful future of the next American generation. When I'm talking about future, I'm talking about the Brothers program that has brought an unconditional assistance to the student population of Gaithersburg High School and helped them succeed in their social and educational life. The Brother help us, the community, in many ways. Brother help us youth reach our educational goals so we can build a better community. A better community need educated people, and educated people need education. So one way the brother is helping our students is by encouraging them to look forward in their education. This spring, we went on the college tour. This trip was organized so that students who might not have the opportunity to visit college can. The college tour brought hope to all of us for our future. Some students never intend to graduate high school because they don't know what college is about, and they do not find school to be interesting. This college tour opened their mind about what college really is. It encouraged them to work hard in high school because they want to match the requirement for the school they visit. The college tour exposed Brothers members to prospective admission counselors in all schools we visited, and some of them worked hard with admissions and scholarship from those schools. The college tour brings hopes and foster ambition in us students as we make the critical step in attending college, which is so crucial in our life and our future. It gets us ready, and by visiting different schools, it shows us the reality of what is it like to be a college student. This is what the Brothers is doing to encourage students to pursue their education. Because of your support, we walk out of those college tours saying, yes, I want to go to college. Yes, I need to work harder. Yes, I want to be someone in my life. Other than college tour, the Brothers bring support to the student life so they can give their best at school. I'm a witness to this. 2 years ago, my mom...
You're going to need to wrap it up quickly, please.
Okay. 2 years ago, my mom was diagnosed with breast cancer. 6 months ago, she had a surgery, and thank God she survived. But 3 months later, she had been diagnosed again with a nerve stuck in her back pain. She then had another surgery, and right after that, she had to be transferred at the rehabilitation center for 3 months.
Okay.
She is the only person that was taking care of us. I can tell that experience through me. I was lost at school. I was going hard on my school. Everything was hard on me, for me. And the brother actually opened my mind, and they helped me fix up everything that I need to be done.
Thank you.
So I'm thankful for what the brother has done for us.
Thank you very much. Next speaker, please. Anyone else wants to speak, please stand behind this speaker.
Ladies and gentlemen of the City Council, good evening. My name is Michael Saunders. I live at 8513 Iverton Way. I've been in Brothers for about 7 months now. I'm a sophomore at Gaithersburg High School. And in these 7 months, I've never, I've found Morris Hudson. I've never seen him in those 7 months stop encouraging young men to reach their full potential. In these 7 months, I've seen him push 2.0s to 2.5s and 2.5s to 3.0s. On the college tour we recently took, Mr. Hudson made sure that he exposed everyone who went to potential college experiences to make sure that they knew. You know, you had some that had 2.8s that didn't think they could go to college. He exposed them to college opportunities that would be right for them, college opportunities that would suit their needs. And also, every Friday in our meetings, you have Mr. Hudson giving us valuable life lessons that we can use for the rest of our lives. Responsibility, leadership, taking responsibility for our own actions. Mr. Hudson, as I said, in the speakers before me, you've heard brothers called both a prevention program and a mentorship program. Well, I believe that it is not one of these things, but both of them. In mentorship, Rodrigo said, the young students over at Gaithersburg Middle School, the brothers goes, helps these children to achieve their goals, to set realistic goals, to achieve these goals through hard work and perseverance. And a prevention program in both attendance rates are up, suspension rates are down, GPAs are up, just improving the worth ethic of those in the program and those around them. I believe cutting the funding would be extremely detrimental to this program, seeing as it encourages young men who didn't think they would go to college to take their SATs, to study for them, to do the best that they could do. Just pushing them to be the best that they could be, and then when they achieve what they believe that was their best, just achieving them to do better. Thank you and good evening.
Thank you. Next speaker, please. How are you?
Good. Good evening, Mr. Mayor, members of the council, and city managers. My name is Neil Carter, and I come to you today not as a Gaithersburg City High School member, but as one of the many adult advocates on behalf of Brothers Incorporated. I am a graduate of Brothers Incorporated. I graduated at Springbrook High School, and I was a part of the program in 1997. As an adult advocate for this program, I have grown to not just respect, but grown to love the members of this program. Once you become a member, once you start out as a member of this program, it is a lifelong membership. It's not something that lasts for the 4 years you're in high school, the 4 years you're in middle school. So I will say this. The financial facts have already been laid out by many of the other speakers previously to me, whether they are the adult members or right before me, some of the student members. And those financial facts include the college tour that is vital. As you've seen, I think every student that has come up here has spoken in length about how the college tour, how feeding the homeless at the Gaithersburg Center, and how other advocacy has helped them grow, not just as members of the Gaithersburg City High School, but as members of but as citizens of Gaithersburg City, and more importantly, the city, and more importantly, the state of Maryland. As previously mentioned, more than 89% of Gaithersburg High School members graduate from high school, whether it's college, whether it's vocational school, whether it's military, whether it's some form of employment. Every day that I come from work to go to a brother's meeting, I get pulled aside before the meetings and talk to teachers about how important this program is to each and every one of their students and how much of a commitment they have seen from their students as a result of being a part of this program. This program not just fosters relationship with teachers, but it fosters relationships with community. It fosters relationship, and more importantly, here in Gaithersburg City. So I ask this. I ask that you, when you do look at the funding today and then also tomorrow, I ask that you strongly consider refunding and continuing to fund the Brothers Program at Gaithersburg City, at Gaithersburg High School, because of its importance to not just Gaithersburg City, but to the state of Maryland and, more importantly, the world. Thank you.
Thank you. Next speaker, please. If anyone would like to speak this evening, please stand behind this speaker. Please, how are you?
Hi, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Sheena Hudson. And my father behind me, Morris Hudson, as one of his three daughters, and of course he has only girls, it seems only right that he was blessed with hundreds of boys. And as you can see, obviously I'm not a brother myself, but I'm 17 right now. I'm a senior at Gaithersburg High School. And looking, well, obviously not firsthand, but looking secondhand at what this program has done to these boys that you've heard speak, it honestly, I don't know if you guys are speechless, but I certainly am. Because basically growing up with this program, they really need to make one for girls. And it's tremendous because brothers reaching out to help each reach success, that's exactly what they're doing. This has been going on for generations and generations. The oldest generation's teaching the high schoolers teaching the middle schoolers teaching the elementary schoolers. And again, as you guys do look over this funding, know that you guys are giving funding to the young males who could be sitting in the spots that you guys are sitting in today. And again, success, that's everything. And that's the goal of not only Americans, but citizens in Gaithersburg. And if that's what we're trying to reach, the first little step that you have to take is the Brothers Program. Thank you.
Thank you. Next speaker, please. If anyone else wants to speak, please stand behind Morris, please.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor, City Council, City Manager, City Attorney. My name is Morris Hudson. And, I want to talk to you about Frank. Okay, Frank was the one that went over. 6 months ago, Frank didn't speak English at all. So Frank, with the assistance not only of the brothers, but of his fine high school, Gaithersburg High School, and self-study, perseverance, Frank learned to speak English enough that I understood what Frank was saying. I understood exactly what Frank was saying, and I believe he conveyed his point excellently. I'm here to accept responsibility this evening. Responsibility over the fact that our funding was cut due to not seeing appropriate outcomes. This should fall ultimately on me as the executive director of the program. I should be able to provide consistent information, consistent data for you all to look at. I see it every day, but the fact is at Gaithersburg, I'm almost a one-man show, and the numbers to brothers have become somewhat overwhelming. In addition to the students I see regularly, I see as many students on an ad hoc basis, students that are referred through the administration, students that come and are referred through other brothers, students that are out in the streets of Gaithersburg. And so I'm asking that funding be restored, and just give me an opportunity to give you the data. I sent each of you a copy of the information that I had that's made available to the county for their portion of the funding. I will be more diligent on pulling together information, on pulling together statistics. I mean, for me, I'm happy to see that 38 students graduated, 38 students went to college. But that's not enough. I've realized that in order to spend the taxpayers' dollars, in order to support the citizens, we must be totally accountable. And I'm ready to do that, to be accountable to each of you, to the city, and to the city's citizens. I think many times, in closing, I lose sight of the fact that these boys are citizens. They are students, they are children, but they are citizens as well. And I know upstairs they're looking down on the camera, so I want to give a shout out to the brothers upstairs, because you have been awfully quiet, and I will use the last 9 seconds to say thank you all for your time.
Thank you. Anyone else after the Morris Hudson show, please? Is there anyone else in the thank you, Morris. Is there anyone else in the audience that wants to speak on this public hearing, at this public hearing? Okay. And I guess that means no one upstairs either. All right. So at this point, tomorrow night we are going to continue this discussion.
Yes.
We are not, as we announced earlier, we're not tomorrow night going to take up the nonprofits. That will not be on air agenda for tomorrow night. And we will let everyone know when we are going to take it up, and hopefully we can do it as quickly as possible. But we appreciate everyone being with us this evening. Is there anything else on your that's to come before us tonight?
No.
No? Okay. Please note, we are having an executive session immediately following this meeting for the reasons explained earlier. Tomorrow night, Tuesday, May 1st, we're going to have a work session on the city's proposed fiscal year 2013 budget. We're also, if needed, and we're going to have a work session on Tuesday, May 8th, and we'll have to decide on what that will be on, whether that's for a continuation of the work session for tomorrow night, or if that's for the nonprofits. Our next regular mayor and council meeting will be on Monday, May 7th, 2012, and that starts at 7:30 p.m. And we also wanted to mention on May the 14th, which the following week after our regular meeting, we are going to have a meeting at Rockville City Hall at 6 o'clock at night, and we will not have a work session at Gaithersburg City Hall that evening. Thank you very much, and tomorrow night we will see, we will continue our work session. Thank you for being with us. We are adjourned.
It's been a while since we had one.
If I could ask everyone to please continue out, we have another meeting, please.
Sydney, I can
go. I didn't mean for everyone.
Yeah. Good job.
Yeah. I can tell from the numbers, you know.